Thanks for joining us. Let's speak to Mark Vlessing, CEO and co-founder of Pocket, a private developer of affordable housing in London. Mark, I suppose when people hear of the words private developer, they think, boo.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, it's got to a point now where the public sector on its own can't resolve this crisis and the private sector on its own can't resolve the crisis. And so we're having to work together. And actually, I think that's one of the great problems that we've had in housing in this country over the last 50, 60 years. It's been a very polarized debate between the haves, who bore each other to tears about their housing equity over dinner, and the have-nots, who have social housing provided for them by the state. And the reason why we've got the crisis that we have today is that we haven't been thinking about the people in the middle at all enough. We've always assumed that somehow they would get their foot on the housing ladder and trade up. Interestingly, every home in this country is owned, is sold every 7 years, whereas in Germany, every home is sold every 25 years. So we're a nation of inveterate housing equity traders. And I think the political focus on how we deal with this crisis in the middle has now arrived. I agree with much that your previous speaker said, but I don't agree that there isn't a real political sensitivity now to this problem. And I think politicians are trying to get their head around it.
Because Boris Johnson has said number and time again that he is aware that there is a social housing crisis, that we need to build more homes. But it's just that definition of affordable. So how do you define affordable?
Well, I think words are very important in this debate. I think it would be helpful to split the market into social housing, which is housing for people who really need a big leg up at rents, which are often 40%, 50% or less still of market rent, and then affordable housing. And I think one of the problems that we're having about the middle market debate is that an awful lot of that debate gets pulled into the social housing debate, and they are very distinct. The people who need social housing and for whom we have to build more social housing in London have a different kind of need to people in the middle, intermediate housing need. So I think it would be very helpful to call that affordable housing and to call everything else social housing and then everything on the most extreme side, private housing.
But there is a difference, isn't there, between affordable for a person who's got enough income to be able to buy one of these £1 million flats in Battersea and affordable for the rest of us. And there has to be a conversation about what that means.
Well, I think at its most basic, the mean income of Londoners today is around £33,000, and clearly we need to find housing solutions which make it possible for people on the average salary in London to live in London, whether it's for sale or for rent. That's where the system is failing. Your previous speaker was absolutely right about that. People on those average salaries in London are not able to get the housing that they deserve. You know, it's a massive big problem. It will take at least a decade plus to sort out. Mm. It means that we have to build an awful lot more housing than we have been building. And it means that we have to be an awful lot more creative about what the private sector can do and what the public sector can do. But I think the will is there, and let nobody assume that people are complacent about this problem. I mean, you know, yesterday's demonstration was the first. This is going to become more and more political.
Mark Vlessing, CEO and co-founder of Pocket, private developer of affordable housing in London. Thank you for joining us.